Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Tim Restall, president of Hartford Yard Goats, joining us in studio. I like it when you get here in studio. What's going on?
I was going to say it's off season, right? Like, you know, you got time. You got a little frost on the car this morning.
It was a little chilly.
It was a little chilly, yeah. Yeah.
I was surprised. And you played golf yesterday, you said?
Yes.
Was it chilly yesterday
Last tournament, it was great. It was a little chilly, but I don't have golf pants, so I had to go shorts.
Wow. You just wear pants that aren't jeans or
yeah,
no?
Yeah, but you know what? You know, when in Rome, you know, I go all in. It was my last time playing for the year. So I did shorts, but I did two jackets.
You know,
so.
One of the most enjoyable, you do a lot of these outings too. When I did that outing at Tunxus with you and Kurt, Kurt Cameron from
Hooker Brewery.
Yeah, Hooker Brewery. That way we had a great day out there. How are things in the office? You had the Black Business thing.
Last night,
how'd it go?
It was very well attended. I after the tournament went over and said hi to some of our friends and talked to some staff and then watched the banana tour announcement at the ballpark, which was pretty cool.
This is, I mean, honestly, pun intended, this is bananas. I mean, you know, Matt and I talked years ago and when it just started because of Jackson Olson.
Yep.
And we actually had Jesse Cole on our show. And, you know, because you had the bananas on your field.
Yeah.
Was it 2 years ago?
Three. I think two or three. Yeah, 2023.
But we were on board even before that when they still had the college summer team and people got really confused about which one to get tickets for.
Like, yep.
And then eventually they folded the college team and then they just have the bananas. And I mean, they're doing like a two-tiered tour. Like there's the bananas.
Yeah.
And they're filling football stadiums now. And then they have sub-teams that play the same rules.
Yep.
And they have a tour too. So tell us about what's coming to Duncan Park.
Yeah. So on July 23rd, 24th, and 25th, Banana Ball is going to return to Hartford. And we are getting the party animals.
Who are the original Washington Generals team.
Correct. Yeah. And now they're filling out, you know, major league ballparks. And they are playing the Indianapolis Clowns. And they are going to be playing in downtown Hartford, which is very, very cool.
Now, you said the Clowns used to be a Negro League
team?
Yeah,
so that you know if you you know you read up on them, they're like from the early 1950s. You know, Hank Aaron played for them. Torrey Stone played for them. So this was just a place where they wanted to play baseball, and they have partnered with the Negro League Museum out of Kansas City to bring this team back, which is very cool.
So the tour actually, I mean, again, this whole thing starts, I think, in February. Obviously, they go warm weather, and they have I'm trying to see which one. The party animals, the guys with the
with the
fire hats or with
no, the six teams are the bananas, the party animals, the firefighters.
Those are the party animals,
yep.
Right there.
Yeah, yep. And then there is the Texas Tailgaters, and then the two new teams. So yeah, we're really excited. It was we got them on a Monday night last time, and right. It was completely sold out. So it's really exciting to bring this type of entertainment to downtown Hartford in the Connecticut area, because this is going to bring in people from throughout the Northeast.
Now, we're talking with Tim Restall, president of the Hartford Yard Goats here on Brian and Company. I'm of two minds, right? I actually think the rules, if people don't understand, like if people just think it's sort of the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball, which in some ways it is, and I worry about the big club, the Bananas, sort of getting too much into that, although the baseball that they do is incredible. Like the guy who does a backflip and catches fly balls is incredible. But the rules are actually really interesting for the game. And I love like a pass ball on a walk. I love a fan catches a fly ball it's an out. Yep. I mean, I actually think that's an amazing innovation. I think it works.
Absolutely. Before COVID, when we were actually looking to have the Eastern League All-Star Game in Hartford, we talked about the Home Run Derby. And we're like, we're going to, and we were taking a page right out of their book and like, we'll do the Home Run Derby. But, there's 100 points if you hit a home run, but it's 150 if a fan catches it, right? Like you really engage the fan. So they have some really great, the game is tied and it's, there's baseball. There's a lot of entertainment, a lot of excitement. It is like a rock concert versus, brings in a little Harlem Globetrotters that brings in a little, circus. It is very entertaining, very exciting.
And they're still good baseball players.
Good baseball players, yeah.
And the thing is that it's so interesting because baseball is a sort of like what is so dynamic and sometimes frustrating is that you sort of wait for things to happen in baseball, right? But where there's other sports where there's the dramatic action is more constant. And so the engaging with the fans is something that's just very different than your typical baseball experience. And with the modern sensibility with the phones and everything, it dovetails more with the way people are now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. And a lot of excitement.
So they start in warm weather areas and then they come up north as things warm up in the summer. And they're here for 3 days, which I think is great because it gives everybody – because, I mean, let's face it, if the Bananas are filling 60K and you have a capacity – what's your capacity? Is it 8?
Yeah, we can fit up to 8. We have 6,000 seats with standing room in, different hospitality areas. We can get up to 8,000. But, yeah, I mean, just comparison, when the Bananas came to Hartford – and I get asked for tickets all the time, right?
Of course. We never ask for tickets.
Exactly. If you took my 26 years in baseball and you added up all the times I got asked for tickets, it does not even come close to the amount of times.
For that one game.
That one game for the Bananas.
On a Monday night.
On a Monday night, which was great.
So in terms of when these go on sale and so on, how's it going
to work? Yeah, so we're going to put some information out next week with regards to, because it is July of 26. So we're going to put some information out next week on how to sign up for the wait list and how to be able to get hospitality and all those details. So this was the announcement was last night. Talking about next couple of days, and then we're going to put more information out next week.
Now, I mean, obviously you have a great relationship with them since you were involved in that when they first launched. And I think Jesse Cole, who sort of founded it, I'm sure he's super loyal to the people who helped them get to where they are. How competitive and difficult is it to secure these dates?
They had reached out to us, which was great because, they put out an RFP and you fill all the information out. But they came to us and said, listen, we're really interested in coming back to Hartford. And we worked with them and we worked with the city of Hartford. We worked with the state. We're working with some sponsors to help support the program. So they're very loyal. And he also knows this market, right? And, one of the things that I always say, that separates, Yard Goats fans is really the Connecticut sport fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
And how loyal they are and how supporting they are. And they see that. They see that on a national, you know, national level, which is says something to our region.
I think we should do like a Pratt Street block party or something.
Well, there's going to be, I think we're going to figure out a block party.
You got to do something.
It is. I don't know if we're going to make it to Pratt because it's going to be a little bigger than what Pratt can hold. So
one of those empty parking lots? Well, there are not so many empty parking lots anymore.
It's going to be right around the stadium. So we're okay. Details more to come, but we are, that is,
because it makes sense
that.
to block off something and
more. I mean, that's part of the new, it's not just, you know, playing nine innings of banana ball. There is a whole regiment of different programming now that was back 3 years ago. So, you know, it's we have some challenges with the site, but with the ballpark. But we're going to figure it out. Are you kidding me? For three games, we will figure it out.
Yeah, for sure. So it's July 23rd through the 25th. Next week, some more ticketing information will come out. And also, obviously, it is just a huge event, and it should bring huge business. It's three signature events, obviously, as the Yard Goats are on the road that week, and it would work out perfectly as you try to maximize the stadium when they're not here. In the little time we have left, anything else going on you want people to know about?
We just got back from Indianapolis from the Baseball Business Summit, and we won a huge award, which was Driving Diversity Forward award with minor league baseball. So that is a huge award for minor league baseball that we won. Last year we won Organization of the Year, which is the number one. This really we feel is just as powerful.
What is it about? What are you guys doing that makes that
happen? Well, you know, we always look at Duncan Park as just, we want it to be everyone's ballpark. So whether it's community programs, whether it's, you know, during the games, working with organizations, nonprofits, we want everyone to feel welcome in Duncan Park, and we're very honored to receive the award.
Well, it's well-deserved. I know just the few things we've done, like trying to, you know, help the Salvation Army with stuff with the holiday store. You guys have, and I've said this many times to you, I don't mind saying it again for a different audience. You often just say, yes, how can we do that? As opposed to like, I don't know. And so, I mean, for us as a partner, we couldn't be happier to be saddled next to you guys. So thank you.
We appreciate you say, yeah, come on at 7:20 today. So yeah, you started with yes, too. It worked out well.
Yeah, but that tends to feed on itself. All right, listen, so there'll be more information next week. Again, the Banana Ball comes to Hartford July 23rd, 24th, and 25th. If you've never experienced it, Google some of the videos online and then try to get tickets because it's super fun. It doesn't matter if you're 90 or 9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.